you know, it's probably not poignant to go into to exact figures, but certainly we're going to have the ability to strengthen our group. We were going to be able to do it anyway. So I think that, you know, hopefully that puts us in an even stronger position. And again, it's balancing off what we need. It's balancing off the need for some impact from the loan market, where perhaps we might get a little more value in terms of what we can pay and what we can get. So I think you always look at that. And then one or two permanent options that might strengthen us long term. You know, I think you look at all. I always try to have a long term view. You know, I don't like bringing loan players in unless maybe we've got a chance of signing them. You know, I don't like bringing permanent players in unless there's a long term value to that player. So I think that's always our aim, and that's exactly what we'll do this window.
I'm not going to sit here and chuck loads of names at you, but Will Buckley has been strongly linked with the club. Is there much in that?
Again, listen, he's a player that, you know, has featured prominently in the Championship before, particularly with Brighton, and been one of the best players in the Championship. But I think there's so many names out there and there's so many players that has been mentioned that, you know, there's no truth whatsoever in some of those rumours. But it's probably not right for me to talk about other teams' players and denounce those rumours or get excited about those rumours, because I think that, you know, I think the better work's done slightly more quietly, and when we sign players, then, you know, I think we'll everyone will know about it, certainly.
And there's also a story around linking David Cotterill with Brighton, interestingly, today.
Yeah, again, I've got no substance to that as far as I'm concerned. We've not had any approach from any other Championship club or any club over David. So, again, I think that, you know, I'm not going to sort of say too much, but I think one or two people get a bit mischievous at this time of year. And, you know, there's various ways of doing that. But, again, often a lot of these things are just stories. And you know, there's often no real substance to those stories.